We're shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. And this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week. And tonight, Pastor's mighty men in the phone booth are Aaron and Eric, and of course we have in the glass cage where we keep him, don't let him out, our producer extraordinaire, none other than Style.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
And then live here in the studio, we have Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. And we're going to, and of course we have here tonight, Pastor Hal. Are you there, Hal?
Yes, sir.
All righty. So what we're going to do is we're going to do things a little different. I'm going to read a passage of Scripture here, and then you, and then Eric, and then I will open in prayer tonight because, well, we really need prayer. And so, in fact, what we need to do, too, is remembering Pastor Joe Larson. He is pretty sick right now, him and his missus, so hopefully we're going to pray for them, and they've got that bad flu, you know, the kind that really goes after old people. Yes. But anyhow, I think it's Democrats who invented it. But anyhow, I'm going to start tonight in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance, a supplication for all saints. And for me, the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's what we do here every day. For which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And we've been in bonds. I've been ambassador in bonds, and it was an honor to be found worthy to do that for the Lord's sake. And so tonight, Pastor Hal, last night, the first night of the Pledge Week, we came way, way short of what we need. And so we're going to do exactly what God's Word, the Bible says. We're going to Him with prayer. And He has no shortage of anything. And Pastor Hal, I would just ask you to start off.
Pastor, in Proverbs 13, chapter, verse 7, it says, there is a maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is a maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. And what you sacrifice for the Lord and for his work, you can't lose. In fact, God will provide for you many times over when you give for his honor and his glory. Now, this ministry is in big need of financial blessings because we don't have sponsors that send money in. And that way, we don't have sponsors that can be controlled by our enemies that threaten to tell us we can't preach this or teach that, or unless we're going to lose their support. So our support has to come from you, the listener, or we can't stay on the air. Now, God knows your abilities and everything else like that, and we don't want you to send in anything unless God tells you to. But if God's laying it on your heart to help this ministry, and I can say that because of all the ministries I hear on the radio at any time during the week, there's none that has the boldness, speaks the truth, and doesn't worry about what the enemy thinks, like this program here, What's Right, What's Left. We tell you what's going on, and we tell you the way it is, and we don't worry about being politically correct. So to keep the truth, you know, when you support the station, you're doing it as unto the Lord, as if you're giving to the Lord himself, because that's who we serve, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we do everything for his honor and glory. So I'm asking you tonight, you know, like King David said when he was going to fight Goliath, he said, is there not a cause? You know, there is a cause. And though you'll never have a second chance once you get up there to heaven to serve the Lord and gain rewards like you got it right now. God's given you the opportunity to lay up treasure in heaven by sacrificing what you can sacrifice for his honor and glory. So that's what we're asking you to do tonight. And go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be blessed to spread your precious word and educate the listening audience about salvation and biblical morality. And God, we just pray that you move upon those who are able to give and give cheerfully. And we ask that in Jesus' name. I would like to pray from the book of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. In the assembly of the upright and in the congregation, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy young. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brooks in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. And I just would like to encourage every believer out there with this wonderful promise from Revelation chapter 1. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Hey, Pastor, I'd like to add one thing real quick before the next person prays.
Go ahead.
Okay. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you touch the heart of everyone listening to our prayers tonight and show them, tell them how much money to donate for a pledge for this work, because it's going to have eternal consequences that souls will get saved and hear the word of God and come to you and be ushered into the kingdom of God. tell everybody, God, whether they're young or old, poor or rich or whatever, exactly how much you want them to give, and let them be faithful to that, knowing that they're given as unto you for eternal souls to be one to Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
And then, right now, actually, we need 24,000. No, we need 40,000 by the 24th of this month. We need to raise from right now to the 24th, 40,000 is how much we need to raise to stay on all of our stations. So let me pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, first I want to ask all you folks out there to join with us in this. Many, many years we've been on the radio, many years, every week in and week out, we get stacks of prayer requests, and we take and we sit and we pray over all of those prayer requests that you folks send in to us. All of you that donate, whenever you send in a prayer request, we pray for it. And if you just send a donation, as long as we have a clear name in that, we pray God's blessings on you for blessing us. And so tonight, again, all these years, I can honestly say that we have never given it anything less than our very best. God has raised us up to be watchmen on the wall, and we've done that. We've done that to the very best of our ability. We've never compromised. We've stood up against the corrupt, ungodly, antichrist forces. A lot of times we've paid the price for doing that, but we've counted all glory to be found even worthy. And so here tonight, we're asking you folks to, again, pray with me as we pray. Lord, I just would ask, Lord, that you would, again, raise up and provide the funds that we need. And Lord, as long as Pastor Hal and myself, all of us old-timers, as long as we have breath in our lungs, right up until the time, to the very minute you take us home, Lord, let us fight the good fight. Lord, we believe, we really believe, we have no doubts whatsoever about your word. And Lord God, that you will do as you have, everything you say. And as we're here too, Lord, tonight, we're out to be that watchman on the wall, to continue to warn the people as we have all of these years, Lord, and continue to do, like Paul said, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly. And Lord, and that's exactly what we want to do right up until the time you take us home, to speak boldly, Lord. No compromise, no turning back. No, not once, not ever. And Lord, we are totally sold out to you. So Lord, we just would ask, Lord, that you would move your people to help us continue, Lord, as we know, as we look around and we see all of the signs, Lord, how that we're close. We've got to be very close, Lord, to your return. And then as we look this week too, as we look towards Resurrection Sunday, let us never forget what you did for us. What an awesome, awesome God we have. What an awesome God we have, what you did for us at substitutionary death, Lord Jesus, that you stood, you took our place upon that cross. You took our punishment upon you. You didn't have to do that. You did it, Lord. And again, you gave everything for us, and now it's time for us to give everything for you. And so, Lord God, again, give us the strength, the wisdom, the direction, the guidance. Give us a fire, Lord. Put that fire in our bosom, Lord, to run to this battle. And that the time will come that those that are out there listening to us tonight, too, just like Paul said, will receive those crowns when we receive that Bema Seat judgment. We hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, Lord." For those, all of those out there listening to us, and all of those that have supported, Lord, let that be, that they hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." So, Lord, again, I pray that you would move your people to help us as we're up against a hard fight again, and help us raise the funds. We need 40,000 by the 24th. This we ask in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to pray, too, real quickly for Pastor Joe Larson and Harriet. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Pastor Joe up. He didn't sound too good today, Lord, and I know he's been having a tough time. And so him and Harriet, who never get sick, and they're both down with that. So, Lord, we just would ask that you would touch him, be with him, comfort him, and, Lord, give him a healing. And Joe wants to be back here with me on the air again. So, Lord, just raise him up, heal him, and bring him back in thy service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And, Pastor, may I pray a couple prayers about our nation's leadership?
Yeah, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I just lift up, I pray for the President Trump and his administration, that the executive orders that he signs will be what is best for our nation and aligned with biblical values. I pray for a hedge of protection around him and his family. I pray for the exposure of all hidden agendas or poison pills that would be secretly grafted into legislation. Lord God, I pray that you would expose and sever ungodly alliances that are meant to be a hindrance to President Trump. Lord, I pray that any plans to sabotage this administration from the inside and out will be fruitless. Lord, I pray for the establishment of faith in the White House and reverence towards your word. And Lord, we just pray that wisdom directly comes from you to President Trump and those in his counselors, that they will make decisions consistent with your word. And Lord, I pray that you would uproot any immoral and evil foundations in our political system. Lord, I pray for the reversal of any ungodly executive orders from the previous administration, as well as at the local, state, and federal level. Lord, I pray for the protection over the cabinet, and I pray for the legislation that will recognize and honor the sanctity of life in all states. Lord, I pray that President Trump will be surrounded with wise and biblical counsel. Lord, I pray for every evil and hidden agenda against our nation to be exposed. And I pray that President Trump's faith will be rooted in your word, and that those who aren't saved yet in his cabinet will repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray for harmony and unity among the administration. In Jesus' name we pray.
All right. This is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week, folks. And we have a lot to cover tonight, so we're going to get right into it. And the credit card line is 888-281-1110. Again, that's 888-281-1110. And the other line is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We definitely need to hear from you. The times are, you know, we're looking at some hard times. And again, like I said, in all of these years, we've never stood down, never compromised, always stood up. We've exposed a lot of corruption. I mean, a lot of corruption over this past 50 years in the judicial system. We've exposed crooked cops, and we've really exposed the apostate church out there today. And so, we need to be able to continue. We need the funding to continue doing what we're doing while we can. So. Those
Pastor Ernie?
Yes.
This is Pastor Hal. I'm going to pledge $200.
All righty. There you go. Pastor Hal pledges $200. All right. There you go. So we got our first pledge up there for tonight. Can we get a match for his $200? And can I get a match for last night I pledged $1,000? If I can get a match for the $1,000 that I pledged last night, that would really be great. So can we get some matches? That's what we really need. While we're the phones are ringing, while the guys are back there manning the phones, waiting for your calls, and boy, are we waiting for your calls. We're going to play a clip. There's been, you know, such judicial tyranny out there today. We're up a battle against it, this lawfare. Our nation, folks, you know, we're at a precipice. I mean, we have two nations inhabiting one land. One of them believes in God, country, family, freedom. The other is communist. They're communist. And right now we have these rogue judges out there that are trying to stop everything that President Trump is trying to do. They're the Antichrist system. They've been after him since the day he mentioned he was running for office. They've tried everything they can. They want to stop him. They do not want this nation brought back to one nation under God. And so I'm going to play this little clip. Meanwhile, those phone numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Go ahead and play that clip.
Ladies and gentlemen, a shocking new report has just surfaced, and frankly, it's one of the most disturbing things that I've heard all year. You see, as of just a couple days ago, we now have the confirmation that the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Justice John Roberts, is a member of a secretive invite-only group of progressive legal elites, and yes, it's every bit as corrupt as it sounds. As reported by the Gateway Pundit, Chief Justice John Roberts is a card-carrying member of a group called the American Inns of Court, a quiet, exclusive organization of senior legal professionals. Now, on paper, this group claims to promote the highest standards of professionalism in the legal field. But here's the truth. This is a shadow network of radically progressive insiders, and it's now crystal clear that they are working together to derail President Trump's agenda. And now, folks, this next piece of the story is absolutely crazy. Check this out. You see, other notable members of this progressive legal group include Judge James Boasberg, the very same judge who just ruled against Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act, Judge Beryl Howell, who oversaw the weaponization of the January 6th prosecutions, Judge Amit Mehta, another Washington, D.C. radical progressive, and, of course, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, currently sitting alongside Chief Justice Roberts on the U.S. Supreme Court. Folks, let's pause here for a moment and just be honest about all of this. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, when multiple sitting federal judges, including two U.S. Supreme Court justices, are part of the same secret progressive club, something is very, very wrong. You don't have to be a legal scholar to understand just how inappropriate all of this is. Judicial impartiality is not optional. Really, it's the very foundation of our legal system. And yet, here we are, top judges, many of whom are actively presiding over cases involving President Trump or his policies, all quietly participating in a group that looks a whole lot like a partisan coordination hub. Now, as if all of that wasn't bad enough, let me hit you guys with the next layer of all of this. This secret progressive legal group, the American Inns of Court, has direct ties to a British-based organization called the Middle Temple. It's essentially the British version of the same group. Now, Justice John Roberts is listed as an honorary bencher of the Middle Temple. Now, that alone is maybe not that big of a problem, but here's the issue. The Middle Temple lists one of its chief financiers as none other than George Soros. That's right. According to multiple sources, George Soros and his vast network of NGOs, non-governmental organizations, have funded various Middle Temple initiatives, which again has direct ties to this American organization that Justice John Roberts belongs to as well. So folks, given all this information, let's ask ourselves a very important question. How in the world is it acceptable for the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court to be affiliated with a Soros-funded, foreign-rooted legal group, all while simultaneously presiding over cases that affect the direction of the United States of America? Folks, this entire situation is absolutely insane. But you know what? It gets even crazier. But okay, folks, take a look at this. This very same secret progressive legal group, the American Inns of Court, just recently gave Judge Beryl Howell an award for judicial professionalism. Now, why did they give her that award? Because she was one of the judges involved with locking up the January 6th political prisoners. So, folks, what that means is that this secret progressive legal group isn't even trying to hide their political partisan bias. No, instead, they're celebrating it. So, folks, here's what we know. The Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court belongs to a group that glorifies weaponized partisanship. We have multiple federal judges who are part of this same network, all of whom have been responsible for obstructing President Trump's executive orders from immigration to national security. And on top of all of that, we have very clear and concerning ties to foreign influence and radical progressive donors like George Soros. And you know what? This actually explains a lot when you really stop to think about it. Just about 2 weeks ago, when President Trump called for Judge Boasberg's impeachment after he blocked President Trump's deportation orders, guess who came rushing to his defense? That's right, Chief Justice John Roberts. And now we know why. Because Boasberg and Roberts are part of the same club, a secret club, an invite-only club for progressive judges. Folks, to say the least, this entire situation raises a huge number of ethical questions. Why is our Chief Supreme Court Justice fraternizing with lower court judges who are actively legislating from the bench? Why is he then publicly defending these judges when they're facing legitimate criticism for their overt and blatant partisanship? And why in God's name is he listed as a figurehead for an internationally funded legal group with ties to George Soros? Folks, this isn't just bad optics. No, this is systemic corruption. We are talking about what is effectively a shadow cabal of progressive legal professionals who have built their careers on undermining the democratic will of the American people, and now they're getting exposed. And you know what? Here's where things get absolutely insane. You see, President Trump immediately picked up on all of this. As the story broke, Elon Musk, in fact, chimed in on social media saying, "Are they all secret buddies?" And as we now know, the answer is yes. Yes, they are. In fact, take a look at this. Just the other day, the Gateway Pundit, as well as multiple other media outlets, confirmed that Judge Boasberg, yes, the one that's currently blocking Trump's immigration orders, has been attending legal events with Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff. Folks, think about that for a moment. You've got federal judges and the First Gentleman attending private parties together, all while these judges are actively working to derail President Trump's administration. This entire system is compromised. As the saying goes, the fish rots from the head down, but in this case, the whole dish is rotten. Now, folks, here's my opinion on all of this. Let me tell you what I think. Right now, our country is at a crossroads. Me personally, I think Chief Justice John Roberts has got to resign. There's really no other way forward. He's connected to a radical Soros-funded legal group. He's defending partisan activist judges. He's part of a secretive foreign-influenced legal network, and he has done absolutely nothing to protect the integrity of our judiciary from partisan capture. And folks, none of this is some crazy conspiracy theory. This is all documented fact. And here's the deal. If we don't demand accountability, we are essentially endorsing the idea that unelected legal elites can operate above the law as long as they wear robes and call themselves impartial. As we all know, they're not. But you know what? Here's the craziest part about all of this. The progressive left has spent the last 10 years screaming about how Trump is a threat to our democracy. Meanwhile, as it would turn out, the real threat to our democracy was hiding in plain sight the entire time. They're not defending democracy. They're the ones sabotaging it behind closed doors at secret cocktail parties. So folks, here's my final thought. I don't know how any reasonable person could say in good faith, after knowing all of this, that Chief Justice John Roberts is fit to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. He's not.
All righty, there you go. Carl in Ohio pledges $500. Thank you, Carl. And, well, you got a match, Pastor Hal, for your $200. Sharon in Minnesota has matched your $200. Thank you, Sharon. And thank you, Carl. Just wanted to say real quick a couple of things, just like these federal judges. Now, Hal, you know that over the years, I've had my experience with these corrupt judges, corrupt courts, just absolutely, I mean, right out in your face, corrupt, until you confront them. And when you stand up to them, they're not so big. And that's what we've done. We've had to do that, okay? You got to do what is right. You got to do you got to run to this battle. You got to be a light in the darkness. We're called to be salt and light and be bold. And boy, I'm going to tell you, when you're bold, they will crumble before you. But you know, there's a price to pay, and we paid it in this ministry over these years, folks. You have to understand, When nobody gets paid to do this. We don't get any salaries for doing this. This is, we volunteer our time, just like you volunteer your funding to help us. We volunteer our time. We work really hard to get everything together to bring you what we can. And so we get 1 week out of the month. We have less than 10 hours to raise enough money to stay on. And the good Lord's been with us. We've just barely scraped by every time, and it's getting harder, and I'm not getting any younger, right, Hal?
That's for sure.
Anyhow, so those phone lines are open. We do need to hear from you. Credit card line is 888-281-1110, or call 888-677-9673. Let me give you an example of what we just heard here. Federal judge rules Trump must unfreeze funds to Maine amid trans battle. This judge does not have the authority to do that. And, you know, that Supreme Court just were, well, they make these statements, but they don't come and they don't really do anything about it. But we're going to play a clip here in a little while because Congress now has passed a law. If we can actually get it. We can get it signed and get it in and start prosecuting. These people are criminals. Now, a federal judge said the Trump administration must lift the freeze on federal funding to Maine. The ruling reads that the USDA must immediately unfreeze and release the state of Maine any federal funding that they have frozen or failed or refused to pay because of the state's Maine's alleged failure to comply with the requirement of Title X. The administration is also barred from freezing, terminating, or otherwise interfering with the state of Maine's future federal funding for alleged violations of Title X without complying with the legal required procedure. Now here, in other words, what it's all about is men and women's sports, folks. Listen, I mean, everybody out there knows that men and women are different. And it's not right. If you're going to have women's sports, you might as well not have them if they're not going to be for women. If you're going to have some so-called transgender, some men in there wanting to go in and take advantage of and being able to get a name or, you know, whatever, by taking advantage of these women, and that's exactly what's happening out there today. And and I'm amazed, Pastor Hal, how some of these feminists are saying, well, if these women can't compete with the men, they don't deserve to win. How smart is that?
That's where the term bimbo comes in. They're just as dumb as a box of rocks. And, you know, you said at one time, even some of these women mayors of states and everything, they're into witchcraft and everything, that They just don't have their heads on straight. They're serving a master other than the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They got the devil as their master, and so they're going to be doing everything to hurt, kill, rob, and destroy America of all the blessings God's ever given us. So they should not be taken seriously at all.
All right, here's another example. Judge blocks Trump from ending legal status for 530,000 illegal aliens that Biden flew in. Remember, he was flying them in the middle of the night. And these are people coming in. And, you know, these were all just about all males of military-age males, just about all of them. And he was flying them in the middle of the night, folks, out there. Biden was the enemy of America, and he still is the enemy of America. When Obama talked about having his civilian army that's, you know, as powerful as the military, that's what they brought. They brought flying these people in the middle of the night, placing them there ready. And these were gang members. These are people that come here to America. They raped, they killed. Here just about a month ago, they set a young woman on fire and watched her burn. And the subways, and it's just so evil. I mean, pure evil, what these people are doing. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from revoking legal status and work permits for over 530 illegal aliens from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. U.S. District Judge, and I would say, and this is a prostitute, Indira Telwani, according to Hosea chapter 4, according to Ezekiel and Isaiah, these people that have done this have gone a whoring, and so they might not be wearing miniskirts, but they're prostituting themselves here for the cause of communism. U.S. District Judge Indira Telwani, an Obama appointee, ruled Monday that the Trump regime cannot terminate the legal status of the migrants without case-by-case review. Yeah, you're going to take a case-by-case review of 530,000. So what is she telling you, okay? These, you know, here again, this woman, Judge Indira Telwani, believes that she's more powerful, that she's got more authority than the President of the United States, okay? And she doesn't. I don't know how Trump should deal with this. These are rogue judges, and they're set there simply to block everything the president is doing. They've literally declared war on the president of the United States. By the way, Hal, do you know that right now the latest poll was just recently taken, just here in a couple of days, Trump right now his popularity is higher than ever. Boy, that's not what you're hearing. That is not what you're hearing out there on the legacy media, is it?
No, not at all. But, you know, they said that Trump became a born-again Christian, a while back. And I think if he honors the Lord will honor him. And that's the real key right there. And the people are sick and tired of the corruption and the unrighteousness and all the traitorism in the Democrat Party. And these people are like dogs. I mean, you know, destroying the sex glands on kids and murdering babies. I mean, how bad does it have to get before the American people say enough is enough? We want the whole Democrat Party taken out of America, politics and everything, because they're nothing but the enemies of the American people. And that's not some Republicans saying that. I mean, you look at what they stand for, what they profess to believe, and what they've done to this country. It is pure evil, and we need to get rid of them, or they're going to destroy this country.
Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do, and you've seen what they did. And that's something very interesting, too. Guess who's come out of hiding? Joe Biden now is coming out. They've got all Joe all propped up, and he's coming out, and he's saying, look how much damage that President Trump has done already to the country. Unbelievable. These people, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. And anyhow, Florence in New Jersey pledges 50. Thank you, Florence. The numbers are, folks, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110. They're out in large numbers. You've got Timmy Walls out there here, Sharon from Minnesota. You know, You could probably tell us all about Timmy Walz, but he has been an absolute total disaster for he's a typical. Now he's running for president. He's already running for 28, okay? And this guy is, I mean, just think about this guy's a clown. I mean, just think of what he's done here. He's been a disaster. I'm looking at a picture of him. And he's standing in 2024, he's standing up holding, it's a mugshot at the police station because he got picked up for drunk driving again. Okay, this is Governor Tim Walz, and this is in the 1995 booking, a DUI in Dawes County. So Tim Walz, Minnesota far-left governor, was part of the Democrats losing 2024 presidential nominee team. He was the candidate for vice president alongside Kamala Harris' candidacy for the White House. Boy, those two were quite some team together. I mean, it was just amazing They failed massively. They lost the election, the Electoral College, in a landslide. They lost the popular vote in a landslide. And they led their party to a record-setting low approval ratings, continuing even now. Yeah, it's just down. Recently, the last poll, they said the Democrats have got their popularity rating, approval rating. Their approval rating is 27% and going down, okay? So here, very quickly, you're going to see that 75% of the country tells you that they want nothing to do with the Democrats. And so how do the Democrats respond to that? It's kind of like you're trying to put out a fire, so they throw gasoline on the fire to put it out, right? Listen to Ayok. Play that little clip there. This is Ayok, Alexandria Cortez or whatever. And she's literally calling President Trump. Now, here's a woman who's got a very questionable reputation in a lot of different ways. I mean, in a lot of different ways. But here she's calling President Trump a rapist. Go ahead.
With Trump's corrupt and disastrous and rushed tariff scheme, we saw Marjorie Taylor Greene buy that dip. I got one question for her. How much did you make? How much did you make off of people's despair? How much did you make off that panic? How much did you make off of that suffering? No more. We can't accept it. It was all, I hope we see now, that it was all about manipulating the markets so that he could quietly enrich his friends who bought the dip before reversing it all in the morning. Boise, this is a matter of fact. Donald Trump is a criminal who was found guilty of 34 felony counts of fraud. Liable for sexual abuse. Of course he's lying and abusing and manipulating the stock market too. When he talks about rapists and criminals, he should look in the mirror.
There you go. When you look at rapists and criminals, she should know a lot about criminals. And as far as, you know, the former bartender doesn't have such a good reputation in a lot of areas, in a lot of
she
ways.
She should get back to that bar she used to work in instead of politics before she hurts herself.
You know what? I couldn't hear that. Go ahead and say that a little slower.
She needs to go back to that bar that she used to work in and stay out of politics before she hurts this country anymore.
Yeah, she should. And I know even in her own district, she's lost a lot. And again, so what are they doing? You know, you've seen their popularity. They're dropping, you know, like a lead balloon. So what are they doing? They're becoming crazy Bernie Sanders. No relation to me at all. He's out there egging her on. I mean, can you imagine that the two of them, they might want to run together on a ticket? And it's just amazing to continue going farther and farther into your antichrist communistic ways, okay?
Well, you know, Pastor, it seems like a lot of mental institutions have closed down, and they released them out into the public where they decided to become Democrat politicians. And that's exactly the way they're acting. I mean, you know, they ought to send them back to the mental institutions they came from because they're not making an ounce of sense or doing a bit of good for this country.
Absolutely. You know, I forgot to mention that we have tonight, for those that are pledging in, anyone for 25 or over, we have number three, part number three. Now, we have parts one and three available, but we're out of parts two. For right now, we're temporarily out of number two. But we have Pastor Ernie Sanders, 50 years, exhilarating moments, folks. A lot of the things that have happened over the years, those stories we tell you about what's happening, though many of you have been listening to us for 50 years. We believe it or not, we have people that have been listening for all 50 years are in these DVDs, folks. So if you've pledged $50 or $25 or more, you can get one either one or three or both if you for well, if you want both of them, we'll make it. We'll cut down to $45 for both of them if you wanted to. Anyhow, just to let you know, and again, these DVDs, let me just read what Debbie wrote on the back, right? Now you can get to know him more personally in a multi-part. Part three covers some of the experiences with the prison ministry, high-profile guests, and other behind-the-scenes stories of what's right, what's left. There's some very, very interesting accounts in here, things that we've talked about over the years on the radio. So, anyhow, the results, you know, you just heard what they were saying. Now, they've been coming out, Nancy Pelosi was talking about Trump's mental stability, okay? In other words, that he is slipping. This is what Nancy Pelosi is, you know, oh my gosh. Here, the results are in. Trump takes a cognitive test, and the score is quite telling. President Donald Trump's doctor said Sunday that the president exhibits excellent cognitive and physical health. In a memo released by the White House, Trump underwent the annual physical examination Friday, spending nearly 5 hours at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. An Associated Press report, United States Navy Captain Sean B. Barbarella took note of Trump's active lifestyle in the moments in the memo sent to the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt. President Trump's days include the multiple meetings, public appearances, press availability, frequent victories in golf events, and Barbarella wrote in the memo, goes on to say, well, here, I'm looking at the, he's age 78 years, 10 months, height 75 inches, weight 224 pounds. I would have thought he might be a little heavier than that. It goes and tells you everything. And guess what? He maxed it. He maxed the examination. He got 100%. What do you think of that, Hal?
That's pretty good.
Cognitively, we might be able to get 100%, but I'm not sure physically anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, he's ready to do the job, and he's doing a good job right now, best any president's done in the short period they've been in.
All righty. The numbers are 888, folks, 281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. The phone line's open. The guys are back there. They're waiting to hear from you. They really want to hear from you. We really need to hear from you out there. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I did it yesterday. Normally, I don't do this on the first day. Normally, I wait, you know, going into the middle of the week or whatever. But tonight, I'm going to put my money where my mouth's at. And again, I'm going to pledge another 1,000. I already pledged 1,000. It's tonight. Can I get a match? Can I get a match for my 1,000 tonight? Can I get a match? Can I get a match for Pastor Hal's 200, can we get a match for Carl in Ohio for his 500? If you can match any of these, 200, 1,000, 500, 200, we're sitting here. The guys are standing by the phones waiting to hear from you like we are, okay? Meanwhile, there was, oh, here you go. Trump, President Trump, maybe Harvard now is a political entity and should pay taxes. Harvard is saying that they should be above. They shouldn't have to comply with anything that Trump wants. They're above the law. Okay, President Donald Trump has been at odds with many players in the American profitable higher education industry for some time already. I mean, what a ripoff of the taxpayers. Those campuses frequently were the scenes of anti-Israel protests, even protests in support of the Hamas terrorists in Gaza who slaughtered 1,200 Israeli citizens in their war-launching attack on October 7, 2023. That resulted in accusations of anti-Semitism and a demand from President Trump that officials running these lucrative institutions balance the equation and protect Jewish students. We're going to hear from President Netanyahu. He's, you know, this is an interesting thing. Can you play that little clip? It's just about a 40-second clip, but listen to this, folks.
Today, the dictator of Iran, the Ayatollah Khamenei, posted this. The title is, "Why Must the Zionist Regime," that's Israel, "Be Eliminated from the Region?" So here you have the ruler of Iran openly declaring, again, that his goal is to destroy the state of Israel. And the most brazen thing about this is that he issues this while he's negotiating, supposedly negotiating peace with the United States. Well, Israel will not be eliminated. What must be eliminated is Iran's axis of terror and its nuclear weapons program. Not only for the sake of Israel, but for the sake of our entire region and for the sake of peace in our world.
See, it's not about the land over there. You know, people, those on the left talking about Israel needs to give up more land. Israel, no. It's not about that, okay? It's not. Now, can you imagine, how smart is this? How smart is this, Hal? They're negotiating with the United States right now, is having talks with Iran, Trump's people, about, you know, Iran getting rid of its nuclear weapons and having a signing a peace agreement. And while that's happening, their Ayatollah comes out and says that, you know, their ultimate goal is the total annihilation of the nation of Israel to the Jewish people. Wherever you find a Jew, if you see one behind a rock, shoot him, right? And so what do we hear from the so-called, well, they used to call them, now the mainstream media. We hear nothing. And then you have all these people like Chuckie Schumer. And, you know, just recently you saw Shapiro there in Pennsylvania. You know, the reason, can you imagine had they picked him to run, rather as the president, and then maybe Harris is the VP, they would have had a much, much better chance. This guy can actually debate. When they asked Harris on The View, what would you change if you became president? And here, the worst administration in the history of the entire United States, the worst by far, what Joe Biden did, bringing in 20 million illegal aliens, bringing in drug gangs, bringing in rapists, murderers, pedophiles, and, you know, and then she says she wouldn't change a thing. At the same time saying that the border's secure. Anyhow, alrighty, Joe in New York pledges 60. Thank you, Joe. 888-677-9673, folks. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We're coming up to a break. And how much time do I have? Alrighty, we're coming up to a break. And when we come back, we're going to play a little clip on the Congress passes the No Rogue Judge Act. And so we've got to have this thing. And these rogue judges are up. They're just obstructing. They're obstructionists. And we'll be back after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come. Call. We need to hear from you now. Pledge, please.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.